Today's daf is Gittin Daf Chav Beis, and we are at the Mishnah, about 20 lines from the bottom of Daf Chav Aleph Amid Beis. Today's daf is being learned as a Schus Refuah Shalema to Shimon Daniel Ben Michal, and today's daf is also being learned to Ilui Nishmas Yisrael David Ben Rebdoiv Beryl. So today's daf is another classic, important Yisoidis Tegedaf as it relates to the core sugyas of Masechtas Gittin. Zok the Mishnah. Ein koisvin b'mechub l'karki. You're not allowed to write a get on something that's attached to the ground. So the Mishnah, Daf Yutes Amud Aleph, said, ala kol koisvin. You can write a get on anything. Stating that, says our Mishnah, it's not literally everything. In fact, you can't write a get on anything that is mechubel karka, kosvay b'mechuber. What happens if you wrote a get on mechubel karka tolshay, and then you detached it from the ground, the chasmay, and then you signed the get, the nasnula, and you gave the get to the woman kosher? The halacha is it's going to be kosher. So the Mishnah begins: you can't write a get on mechubel karka, and then immediately afterwards, the Mishnah tells you how you really could write a get on mechubel karka. The Gemara is going to clarify what this all means. Rabbi Yehuda says that a get that's written on mechubel karka is going to be possible. Meaning, it's not enough that you sign the get after the tlisha; you would need both tiksiva and the chsima to be betalish. Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseir said, "In koisvin, you're not allowed to write a get loy ala niyora machuk on a parchment, on a cloth, or on a piece of paper that was erased." Meaning, you have a niyor that you had once written something on it. Now you erase it so that you could write a get on it. It's not okay. Once something was written and erased, you cannot any longer use this niyar for a get. Additionally, v'loyala diftera, you can't write a get on diftera. The Gemara is going to explain what diftera is. Mipnesha hu yachal is daif. And the reason is because a document like this, you can always forge. A niyar machuk and diftera, it's easy to erase and write over the area that you erased. So we're concerned that a man divorced his wife, and after she already had the get, she started erasing it and tweaking and changing some of the details. Maybe there's a monetary inyanim, maybe there's tana'im that were stipulations that this whole gerishin is tali. And the bottom line is, you can't write a get on a ksav that's yochel his daif. Therefore, Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseir said you can't write a get on a niyar hamachok or on diftera. But Chachamim machshirim, the Chachamim said that no, it doesn't bother me that these ksavim are yochel his daif. You could write a get on a niyar hamachok. You could write a get on diftera. How could the Chachamim possibly say that? How could a woman have a document that she can forge to her advantage? So the Gemara is going to address that. Either way, the first part of the Mishnah discusses the halacha of mechubel karka, and the second part of the Mishnah discusses the halacha of whether or not you can use a ksav sheyochel lehizdayik. So al rishon rishon val achron achron. Zok the Gemara. The Mishnah began ein koisvin b'mechubel karka. Then the Mishnah said kosvay b'mechuber tolshe v'chasmu v'nasnu la kasha. Now, the Gemara is going to ask that the Mishnah sounds like it contradicted itself. Toich kidei dibor. Ein koisvin b'mechubel karka sounds like there's no way to write a get on mechubel karka. Meaning, if you would write a get on mechubel karka, it would be possible. And then, literally, in the same breath, zok the Mishnah, it's not necessarily true. You could write a get on mechubel karka. Kosvoy, if you wrote it on mechubel karka, as long as it was talsha, you cut it, the chasmu, and you signed it when it was talush, the nostala, and then you gave it to a kasher, it's going to be kasher. In other words, you're telling me that you could write a get b'mechub l'karka. So which one is it? Is it ein koismin b'mechub l'karka, or is it ein chaismin b'mechub l'karka? So the Gemara, kasvei al mechuber, the Mishnah said that if you wrote a get b'mechub l'karka, this is the safe of the Mishnah, as long as the chsima was betalush, then everything is going to be okay. V'amrit reisha ein koismin. But you said a second earlier that you can't write a get b'mechub l'karka. So ein koismin b'mechub l'karka sounds like you can't write a mechub l'karka. Kasvei, as long as it's chasmu v'nasnula betalush, kosher sounds like you can write to get b'mechubel karka. So which one is it? And the Gemara is going to say two mahalchim. The first mahalch. Amar Rabbi Yehuda Mashmul, Rabbi Yehuda said in the name of Shmul, v'husha shayir makom ha-toyrif. When the Mishnah says that if you wrote to get b'mechubel karka, it's kosher, as long as you signed it when it was talush, what it was referring to was that you didn't write the entire get b'mechub l'karka, but rather you left over the makam ha-toyrif. So we know that a get can be divided into two parts. There's the toyrif and there's the toyfus. The toyrif is the more exclusive, the part of the get. The typhus is the standard legalese that every document has. So the tariff mentions the name of the man, the name of the woman, the city that he lives in, the city that she lives in, the zman. So all the things that are very, very unique to this particular gerushin, that's the tariff. The typhus is the standard language that every single get is going to have. Said Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel, you have to say that the two parts of the Mishnah are talking about two different parts of the get. When the Mishnah says, ein koisvin bin Mechubalakarka, what the Mishnah is referring to is the, well, we'll see. But when the Mishnah says Kosvei b'mechuber, that if you wrote it b'mechuber, it's going to be okay. What it's referring to is that you left over the Makam HaTayr. V'chein Amar Rabbi Lazar, Amar Rabbi Ishiya. Rabbi Lazar said the same thing in the name of Rabbi Ishiya. V'ushashaya Makam HaTayr. If it's talking about where you didn't write the Torah. V'chein Amar Rabbi Bar Barachan, Rabbi Yochanan. V'ushashaya Makam HaTayr. Bekitzer, all the Amiram said that the Mishnah that says that it's okay is talking about where you left over the Makam HaTayrif, the Rabbi Lazar, and the Mishnah is going according to Rabbi Lazar, the Omar Edim Asir Karti, who holds Edim Asir Karti. Now, just to clarify, what does Rabbi Lazar holding Edim Asir Karti have to do with the Mishnah that we're learning right now? We're not discussing Edim. So where does Rabbi Lazar's Edim Asir Karti come in? The reason it comes in, and this is something that we saw a little while ago on Daf Gimel, is because the Machlokes Ramei and Rabbi Lazar, whether Edim Chisim Karti and Edim Asir Karti, really goes to a very, very general point. And that is when it says in the Torah, V'kosav lo Sefer Krisos, is V'kosav lo referring to the Ksiva Saget, or is V'kosav lo referring to the Chsima Saget, as if it would have said V'chosam lo? Rabbi Lazar that holds Edim Misir Karti holds that when it says V'kasav lo, it means literally V'kasav lo. It means what it sounds like it means. Rameir that holds Edim Chasim Karti holds that when it says V'kasav lo, what it really means is V'chasav lo. Now what's the makar to the halacha that ain't koisven b'mechobel karka? So we had the Gemara on the top of Daf Chaf Aleph Amud Beis. Rashi speaks it out right here in the beginning of the Mishnah as well. It's because it says in the Torah, V'kasav lo sefer krisos, and immediately afterwards it says, V'nasam v'yoda. And we learn from there that there can't be any significant maisa that happens in between the ksiva, in between the V'kasav lo, and the nesina, the V'nasam. Thus, if you're going to write a get on Mechubal HaKarka, and then you're going to have to do the ketzitza, in order to do the Nesina, you're going to have something of significance in between the Vekasav and the Nasan. What you're going to have is a Vekatzatz. And being that it says Vekasav and Nasan, you can't have this Ketzitza that's going to be in between. The question, however, is when the Torah said there can't be anything between Vekasav and the Nasan, what was the Torah referring to? Did the Torah mean you can't have anything between the Ksiva and the Nesina? Or did the Torah mean you can't have anything between the Ksiva and the Nesina? That's really totally in the Machloikis between Rabbi Lazar and Rameir. According to Rabbi Lazar, that holds Edim Asir Karti, so that he holds Vekasav means Ksiva. So when the Torah says that Mechubar is a problem, it means Mechubar on the Kesiva. You can't have anything between the Vekasav and the Menasan. According to Rameir that holds Edich Simakarti, so when it says in the Torah Vekasav, what does it really mean? It means Vekasav, so you can't have anything between the Chasima and the Nesina. So really the Machloikis, Rabbi Lazar and Rameir, plays itself out very, very much in our sugya. But again, going back to the Mishnah. In the Mishnah we had a stira. Ein koisvin b'mechubal karka sounds like the ksivas aget can't be b'mechubar. And then the Mishnah says that no, you could write a b'mechubar. You just have to make sure that the chasima is not going to be b'mechubar. So the Amiram said, which Amiram? Rabbi Yudam HaShmuel, Rabbi Lazam, Rabbi Ishiya, Rabbi Bar Brachan, Rabbi Yochanan. So you have six Amiram that all said the same thing. And that is that when the Mishnah says that if you write a get b'mechubar, it's going to be kosher, it's referring to where you left over the Makam HaTayrif. We're going according to Rabbi Lazar that holds Edim Asir Karti. So when it says V'kasav, it means the Ksiva. So when there's a Kpeda Mechobar, it means the Ksiva can't be B'mechobar. And Enochanami, when the Mishnah says that it's kosher, it's talking about where you left over the Torah. As long as you left over the Torah, that's going to be okay, even if the Kasav means Ksiva, because what's the Iker Ksiva Saget? It's the Torah. Okay, V'hachi comment. This is the way you read the Mishnah. In Koisvin Toifis, the first part of the Mishnah is talking about the Toifis. You can't write the Toifis of the get. Why? Shem Meyichtoif Torah. Because we're afraid that you may write the Torah B'mechobar as well. And that would be a problem. Kosvel the Toifis. If, however, you wrote the Toifis of the get, the Tolshoi, and then you ripped it, the kasvul the toirif, and you wrote the toirif of the get when it was talush, the nosnala, and then you gave it to her kosher. In that instance, it's going to be kosher. The bottom line is, the Mishnah, and really the entire Mishnah, is talking about the toifus of the get. That's what our Mishnah is talking about. Ein koisvin b'mechub l'karka. You can't write the toifus of the get when it's mechubar. Kosvoy b'mechubar. If you would write the toifus of the get b'mechubar, tolsha, and then you would cut it, the chasmu, and you would write the toirif, and you would sign the get, the nasla, and you would give it kosher. In that instance, it would be kosher. So again, what was the kasher? You have a stira. Here it says en kois from the melchub al karka, and then it sounds like, but the evidence is going to be okay. The Mishnah is talking about the toifus. As it relates to the toifus, it's en kois from the lechatchila, but the evidence is going to be fine. As it relates to the toirif, there's no lechatchila but the evidence. Lechatchila, you can't write it, and but the evidence, you also can't write it b'mechubar. The Mishnah is talking v'husha shayir makam atoirif, and just to be clear, the whole Mishnah is talking about v'husha shayir makam atoirif. Say the Reisha, say the Seif is talking about where you wrote the Toifus. So the Mishnah says, don't write the Toifus b'mechub l'karka. If you wrote the Toifus b'mechub l'karka, then b'di'evit it's going to be okay. Now the one ha'ara that I think is worth mentioning is the Mishnah says, in kois b'mechub l'karka, you can't write the Toifus where it's mechub l'karka. Kosmu, if you would write the Toifus b'mechub l'karka, tolsh, and then you would cut it off, the chosmu, and you would sign it. L'chaira, if the point is that you have to write the toirif when it's talush. So why are we jumping from, you can't, if you would have written the toifus, b'mechobar, b'di'evit, it'd be okay as long as you signed it when it's talush. It's not as long as you signed it when it's talush. It's as long as you wrote the toirif when it was talush. We're saying that the Mishnah is going according to Rabbi Lazar that holds Eidim Mesira Karati. If Eidim Mesira is Karati, so when it says V'kasav, it means the Ksiva. Which part of the Ksiva? So we're saying it's the Toirif. But why are we jumping then from the Toifus to the Chsima? L'chaira, the Mishnah should have said that if you wrote the Toirif, then it would be okay. So Toisvus asks this Kasha, not on our Sugi, but Toisvus asks it on Daf Gimel Amid Beis, which is the first time the Gemara mentioned this whole Shmuz. And Toisvus actually says a surprising Teretz. Toisvus says that you have to say, you want to see it inside, it's the first Tosfos on Daf Gimel Amud Beis, it's the last wide line, it's the fourth line of Tosfos. It says, Tosfos, the Shmuel Moiki Hasa Mastisan Ka Rabbi Lazar. Shmuel explained our Mishnah like Rabbi Lazar. Shmuel's one of the Amiram that we just mentioned. The Chosmai, and when it says in the Mishnah of a Chosmai, a Toirif Kai. What it really means, writing the Toirif, Koloimar, how does Chosmai mean the Toirif? Saimai. It means you finished writing it. So chasma can mean chasima. And usually when you're learning Masechtas Gittin and you see the word chasima, you think of the John Hancock, right? That's what you think of. You think of the signature, but it doesn't have to mean that. What it can mean is you just completed it. And where do you find that? K'may Taira chasuma nitna. Taisva says you find such a lashon. Taira chasuma nitna, meaning completed. So the word chasma can mean completed as well. And enachinami, the chasma, the nasal akasha, zok taisvas over here means you completed the ksivas again. But the bottom line is that the Mishnah is going according to Rabbi Lazar in the first Mahalach, in kois v'mechub l'karka, meaning the taifas, and it's only l'chatchilo, shema yichtav tairif, but b'di'evit, if you wrote the toifus when it was mechubar, it's going to be kosher, as long as it was chasma, as long as you wrote the toirif of the get, when it was already touched. That's the first Mahalach in the Mishnah. Shlokish, Amar Shlokish said, chasma shenino. Shlokish said, you're telling me a shtickle Torah. You're telling me that chasmi over here means Torah chasuma nitna. It's never what it means when you're learning Masechtas Gittin. And if that's the case, when the Mishnah says kosve b'mechubar is kosher, as long as it was chasmoy, as long as the chasima was betalish, what does it sound like? The only thing we care about in the psul mechubar is the actual chasima. If that's the case, it must be that when it says v'kasav, it means v'chasam. And if that's the case, who must atanad Mishnah be Rameir? It's Rameir Dama Edei Chasima Karti V'Halchi Gomer. And this is the way you read the Mishnah. The Reish of the Mishnah is talking about the ksiva saget. Ein koisvin toirev. Even the toirev. Gzeir Shema Yichtam. Maybe you're going to do the chasima. Kasvulu toirev. If you wrote the toirev. And then talshoy. And you cut it. Chasma, and you signed it when it was talush, the nasla, and you gave it kosher. In that instance, it's going to be kosher. Either way, the kasha was that there seems to be an apparent contradiction one line of the Mishnah to the next line of the Mishnah. The Mishnah opens in koisman b'mechub l'karka, and then it says if you write it b'mechub l'karka, it's going to be okay. What's the short answer to this question? The short answer to this question is there's a l'chatchila and there's a b'di'evet. There's an idea, there's a certain part of the get that lechatchila you can't write when it's mechubar, but b'di'evit, if you would write it when it's mechubar, it would be okay. That's the short answer to this question. What part of the get are we discussing? So that's a machlokes amayiram. Some Amiram held that the Mishnah was going according to Rabbi Lazar. According to Rabbi Lazar, the Psul Mechuber is the Ksivas Aget, because any halacha that's learned out from the Kasav Law is really Negeya, the Ksivas Aget. Stating that, when we talk about Ksivas Aget, we mean the Torif of the Get. And because we mean the Torif of the Get, so the Torif, Bidiyevit, would have to be in a matzav where it's not mechuber, as it relates to the toifus, however, not stating that lechatchil, Chazal didn't want you to write the toifus, but mechuber either, and that's what the Mishnah is talking about. In koisvin toifus shema yichtav tayrif, but for the Yevit it's going to be okay. Why then would the Mishnah have said that you have to make sure it was v'chasmu? V'chasmu taku doesn't mean the chasima; it means the tayrif. Miloshin tayrif chasuma nitna. You have to make sure that the chasima, the gemar of the Ksiva Saget, is going to be in a matzah where it's going to be talish. The other mahalach is that the Mishnah is going according to Rameir. Rameir holds Eidei Chasima Karti. When it says V'chasam, what it really means V'chasam, and the only part of the get that is ma'akiv, that it not be mechuber, is the chasima. Either Mishnah said Ein Kaisvin, it means a chatchila. Which part of the chatchila, not the toifus, the toirif. So, Enochanami, don't write the toirif, Gzeir Hashem Yachtoim, but B'di'evit, being that V'chasam really means V'chasam, it's going to be okay. What do you have to make sure is going to be betalish? It's v'chasmo, and the lashon of the Mishnah, v'chasmo, is certainly going to be a lot better. So, two completely distinct pshatim in how you understand the Mishnah. Does the Mishnah Rameir, the Mishnah Rabbi Lazar, what does v'chasmo mean? Does v'chasmo mean chasima? Does v'chasmo mean the Gemara? And when it says en koisvin, does it mean en koisvin toifes? Or is en koisvin mean tairif? Either way, that concludes the first part of the daf. Moving along. Kasvay al chere shel otzitz nakuv kash. If somebody wrote a get on the cheres, on the shards, the earthenware of an otzitz nakuv. So an otzitz is a flower pot. Otzitz nakuv is a perforated flower pot. So this is a flower pot that has a hole in it. The significance is that an otzitz that's nakuv, that has a hole on bottom of it, we assume that the plants that are inside the otzitz are being yoinik from the ground that's underneath it. An otzitz she'inei nakuv would be an otzitz that doesn't have a hole on the bottom, and as a result, even though things are growing, but it's growing only from what you planted inside the otzitz, it's not being yoinik at all from the ground. And in different sugyas, it makes a very, very big difference. If this otzitz is nakuv, or if the otzitz is enei nakuv, one of those sugyas is ksivas aget, specifically as it relates to the halacha mechubal karka. And that's why we're talking about this right now. Kosmoy al cheres shel otzitz nakuv. Somebody wrote again on the cheres, see, of the otzitz nakuv. So he didn't write it on what's growing inside the otzitz, but he wrote it on the cheres. He wrote it on the flower pot. Says the Gemara, kosher. There's no reason it should be a problem. What would be the issue? The shakale, take the cheres, v'yavle nahalet. And you want to divorce your wife using this cheres, because it's something you could do. Well, all the shal otzitz nakiv, if, however, somebody wrote a get, not on the cheres itself, but on the leaf of what was growing inside this otzitz nakiv, Abaye amar kosher, v'rava amar pasul. Here already was machloikas Abaye v'rava. Abaye said it's going to be kosher, Rava said it's pasul. Abaye amar kosher, Abaye said it's kosher. And by the way, the Mishnah said on Daf Yotessim and Aleph that you can write a get on an ola shel zayis. So we know you can write a get on an ola. The question is, this is an ola in an otzitz nakiv. That's why we're discussing this. Abaye said it's not a problem. Why? The shakalei v'yavlei na'ala. What would be the issue? You want to divorce your wife, just take it and give it to her as a get. Rava am apostle. Rava said it's apostle. Gzeirah shem yikta. Because we're afraid that he may cut the Allah and then give the Allah to his wife, and that would be a problem. And the reason it would be a problem is because you did a kitzitza in between the ksiva slash chasima and the nesina, and that in and of itself is going to be an issue. The reason we're discussing an Allah that's in an otzitz nakuv is because anything that grows in an otzitz nakuv is considered to be mechubal karka. Being that it's considered mechubal karka, so writing a get on an otzitz nakuv is l'chura, the equivalent to writing a get on mechubal karka. And the Mishnah said, "Ein koisvim mechubal karka." It's something that you're not allowed to do. The reason it's a discussion, and this conversation is not just dead on arrival, and it's really machlokes Abaye v'Rav, and Abaye holds that it's really kosher, is because the reason ain't koisim get b'mechubal karka is because the only way to be mekayim v'nasan is by doing a kitzitza, and you can't do a kitzitza between the kasav and the nasan. In this case, being that it's a flower pot, although it's mechubal karka, but it's also metaltolin. It's also something that on some level is movable. So here it's shayich to do a nesina without having to do a kitzitza in between the nesina. What are you going to do? You're just going to hand over the flower pot. You'll hand over the flower pot in a way, right? Just have to speak this out. Chura, where you're not being mafsik in the yanika between the what's growing inside the flower pot and the ground. So there'll be no hafzik. That won't be any katzitza. And being that there's not going to be a katzitza over here, so like this, it's shayach to be mekayim the venosan without doing of a katzitz. It's going to be fine. Rav said, I'm masking to you, Abaye. In Lomdis, I agree with you 100%. I just have one issue. The issue I have is gzeirah shema yikdim. I'm afraid that you may cut it. And because it's gzeirah shema yikdim, so therefore Rav said, it's going to be a problem. Now the truth is, this gemara that we just said, and the way we explained Abaye, that you'll just hand it over without being mafsik in the anika, is not pashit. It's not pashit based on the gemara we're about to learn. It's not pashit as discussed in a long toisus on the chafalif on the day. It's a toisus that we probably won't get to today, ayin sham. But one part of that toisus that I think is kedai to speak out, we might get to it. But one part of that toisus I think is kedai to speak out is that toisus is medayik, that it sounds like the whole shayla here was a shayla when you have an otzitz that's nakov. But if you would have an otzitz that's eno nakov, it sounds like there's no machlokes abaye v'rava. Everybody would agree that if you want to write a get on an olish that's growing in an otzitz that's eno nakov, it would be fine. And Tosfos says, I don't understand why. Rava's worry, gzeira shama yikdoim. Okay, so shama yikdoim. Doesn't matter if it's nakov or it's not nakov. And Tosfos says, you see from Rava, a riza gechidish. You see that this problem of mechuber, this halacha, that you can't have a kitzitza in between the vakasav and the nasan, that's only true if you're being kitzitz from something that's mechubal karka. If, however, the kitzitza is not from a dover that's mechubal karka, in that instance, it's not going to be a problem. And Tosfos says that the emes is, it could be you see it already from the first part of this halacha. Because kosvei al cheres shall otzitz nakiv, everybody agrees it's kasha. Why are you worried that you may break off the shard? The teretz is because breaking off a cheres is not an issue. The only time it's an issue is if you're cutting it where it's mechubal karka. But if you're not cutting it where it's mechubal karka, in that instance, says Tosfos, it's not gemina. And Tosfos says, major nafgimin al halach. Says, what happens if a sofer sits down to write again? And he takes a big piece of paper and he writes the Yud Beis Shuras, and then he says, so shut the paper. He says, why do I need such a big paper? He decides he wants to cut the paper. Could you do it or could you not do it? Says Tosfos, I think you could do it. Because even though you're doing a maisa ketzitza, and based on that you would argue it's not okay, but it's muchach in the sugya, ketzitza is only a problem if you're being kaitzis from a chubal karka. Otzitz nakav is where it's a problem. But if it would be otzitz shein and nakav, it wouldn't be a problem. And Tosfos says, I don't think it would be an issue. I think it's kedai to see just a few lines of Tosfos in a veinik. Tosfos says, the second Tosfos on daf chafal from the base, Pirusha v'enu shmul, davke bebali chayim. The only time this is a problem is if it's bali chayim, when you're being oiker davar migidulai and chashem mechusik etzitza, that's called mechusik etzitza. The Teda says, "Tois, I'll prove it to you." The Pesach mechafli gabay v'rava kisha kasval olish shalatz itznakiv. The Rava goes a shem yiktim. Aval kisha inay nakiv. If the atzitz was in nakiv, mashma filu yiktim kasher. Rava wouldn't have exer. It sounds like even if you would cut it, it would be okay. V'chein pirish harav Reb Shmaya beperusha. Reb Shmaya said the same thing. Says Tois, if that's the case, from kasav get beklav gadol. If a soifu would write again on a big cloth, and then he would cut it. Lefi zeh, lefi everything I just said, kosher. It's going to be a kosher. Umay sahaya. There was a story. Bimei Rabbi Yitzchak b'Reb Menachem upaslu, and they said it's pasul. V'nechleku olav gedolei adar, and the gedolei adar, they were all chaylik. Then Tosfos brings, and everyone's maskim to his dick, ayin sham. But it seems like this was a very, very big tumult. Could the sofer cut the piece of paper after he wrote the get, and it's really totally in this shiloh? L'chur, it's a maisa ketzitza. But then again, Tosfos says a little bit meduyik from the sugya that the maisa ketzitza is only a problem if you're being toilish dover migiduloi. But if you're not being toilish dover migiduloi, in that instance, it's not going to be an issue. So the Gemara now is going to do, but it doesn't do that often in Masechtas Gittin, and that is digress. And the Gemara is going to talk a little bit about halachas related to an atzitz nakav. So the Gemara, atzitz shal echad v'sroim shal achar. What happens if you have two people that are partners? They own an atzitz nakav. One person owns the atzitz. He owns the actual flower pot. And the other person owns what's growing inside the flower pot. So the atzitz belongs to one person, and the zroim belongs to somebody else. Machkar ba'al atzitz ba'al zroim. If the owner of the atzitz decides to sell his atzitz to the person that owned the zroim inside, so if he wants to be kainet, the way to be kainet would be to do meshicha. Why? The atzitz is viewed as being metaltalin. Being that it's metaltalin, how you kainet metaltalin? So a very basic way is through meshicha. So you do meshicha, it's going to be okay. Machkar ba'al zroim ba'al atzitz. What happens if the person that owns the zroim wanted to sell his zroim to the person that owns the atzitz? It's like kana, you can't be kana with meshicha. Ad sheyachzik bizroim, you would have to do a chazaka. And the reason is because we look at the zroim as being karka. It's attached to the ground. That's the whole significance in halacha of the atzitz nakiv. And if it's attached to the ground, it's nechasi yeshlo mamachrayis niknas bekesef shtar bechazaka. Right? It doesn't have to be chazaka, but chazaka is just an example. You have to be koine the way you koine karka. Atzitz bezram shalach. What happens if one person owns the atzitz and is wrong? Umachem la'acha, and he wants to sell it to somebody. So he's selling the whole geshäft, literally the atzitz and the zrom that are inside. Hichzik bezraim. So if the person that's buying it would make a chazaka in the zraim, he would be machzik in a kana atzitz. He would be koine the zraim and the atzitz. V'zayhi sheshaninu. And this is an example of what we learned in the Mishnah. Nechasim she'en lamachrayis niknim im nechasim she'yesh lamachrayis bekesnef b'shtar b'chazaka. What are the kinyanim? Are kinyan agav. Kinyan agav means that if somebody wants to be koine karka and metaltlin, if you make a kinyan in the karka, you can be koine b'derech agav, literally the metaltlin as well. So over here you want to buy the atzitz and the zraim that are inside the atzitz. So make a kinyan in the zraim, which is karka, and be kinyan agav, you'll be able to be koine the atzitz. Hichzik ba'atzitz. Let's say you made a chazak in the atzitz. Zok the Gemara, af atzitz loy kana. You won't even be koine the atzitz at sheyachzik b'zraim until you make a chazak in the zraim. Meaning, loy mi boy, there's no agav, that if I made a chazak in the atzitz, b'derech agav, I could be koine the zraim. The atzitz is metaltlin, so there's no halacha if I make a kinyan in metaltlin, b'derech agav, I could be koine the karka. But zok the Gemara, better, I'm not even koine the atzitz. And the reason is, because he can't be koine an atzitz, b'chazaka, hichzik ba'atzitz, af atzitz ain't a koina. Because a chazaka in an atzitz is nothing. Because if you made a chazaka in the zraim, not only you koina the zraim, you koina the atzitz as well. If you made a chazaka in the atzitz, then af atzitz like koina, because kinyan chazaka doesn't work. So you have no kinyan in the atzitz, and even if it would work, but you wouldn't be able to be koina the karka anyways, because there's no kinyan agav when you're koina metalpalin, and therefore agav that to be able to be koina the karka. Another halacha related to an atzitz nakav. Nakfei ba'aretz, v'noifei b'chutzaretz. So you have an atzitz nakav, and it was literally on the granite. It was on the border between Eretz Yisrael and Chutzlaretz. The nekev, the whole of this atzitz nakav, was over the ear space of Eretz Yisrael. However, the branches with the peiros that are growing on this were hovering over the ear space of Chutz La'aretz. The question is, do we look at these peiros as peiros Eretz Yisrael, or do we look at these peiros as being peiros Chutz La'aretz? L'may nafgemino, mitzvah satulius ba'aretz, trumas, maestras, etc., etc. How do we view these peiros? Do you go basa the nekev, or do you go basa the noif? Abaya ama basa nikva yazlina. You look at where the nekev is, and in this case, the nekev is in Eretz Yisrael. Yichayim chumas amayzit. Rav ama Rav says basa noif yazlina. You go basa where the noif is. Now, this sounds a little bit like a science shayla. The question is, do we assume that this thing that's growing is being yoinik through the nekev, or is the yanika happening where the noif is? But the bottom line is, machlik zabay v'rav. According to Abaya, you go basa the nekev. According to Rabbi, you go basa the noif. So the Gemara qualifies this machlik. It's bid ashrush. In the event, the roots of this plant that's in the atzitz nakev were making contact with the ground underneath it, so it's not like it's 10 feet above, but it's actually b'da ashrus that touching each other. Guli amale pligi. There would be no machloikis, meaning everybody would agree you go basa the nekev, because you go basa where the hashrosh is. Nobody would say you go basa the knife. Ki pligi, this machloikis, abai verava, is b'delay ashrus. It's talking about where there was no hashrosh. So this space between the bottom of the yatzitz nakov and the actual ground, yeah, there's a shayla. Do we assume the anik is coming through the nekev? Do we assume it's going basa the knife? So that's the Gemara's qualification of this machloek is a bayi v'rova. So the Gemara jumps on this. Is that true? But Ashrosh loy pligi, you're telling me that if this Ashrosh, there was no machloek, so time we learned in the Mishnah Shnei, Gine, Su'a, Gavzu, there were two gardens, one was on top of the other. So you have two gardens that are adjacent to each other. One is more elevated than the other. V'yerek bein tayin. Now, if one is more elevated than the other, if you can visualize it, that means there's like a little bit of a fence or just some dirt that makes up the wall, which is the basis of the elevation between these two gunas. Now, in that little wall, that little bit of dirt, there was a yerek, there was a vegetable, some plant that was growing. Says the Mishnah, Rameir Oy Mishalalya. Rameir says that that yerek belongs to the person that owns the gina that's on top. Rabbi Yehuda Oy Mishal Tachta. Rabbi Yehuda says it belongs to the person that owns the gina on the bottom. Now, at first glance, the Gemara assumes that this shayla seems a little bit like the basar nekev shayla versus the basar noif shayla. Why? Because the yerek is rooted, it's growing from the dirt, l'chayra, of the person that owns the gina on top. But then again, it's hovering over the gina that's on the bottom. So if you look at the nekev, quote unquote, so then l'chayra should belong to the person on top, which was Shitas Rav Meir. If you look at the knife, what it's hovering over, then l'chayra should belong to the person on the bottom, which is Shitas Rav Yehuda. Sounds like Rav Meir and Rav Yehuda are arguing in the machlokes of Ayver Rav. Abasa nikva is lina, abasa noif is lina. But the significance is, over here, the yerek is not just on top of the gina of the person that's lamayla, but it's mushrash. It's physically inside his dirt. And if that's the case, it sounds like even when there's a hashrasha, there's still a tzad that maybe you should go basa noifoy. So freit the gemara kasha, how could you tell me b'deishish kuli amalipli, everybody holds that you're going to go basa the makam hashrasha. This case is a case where there was a physical hashrasha. This is the machloikis abayi v'rova b'deishrish. And still you see there's a machloikis. Zoysoy meres, afilu b'deishrish. There is a machloikis, but the gemara says, I hear what you're saying. But over there, it's a little bit different. Meaning, it's a good sushtal. But there it's different because they were discussing a chayshah mishpat shayla. We're not discussing if a chayv and shumas and maizras. Over there, we're discussing who is the rightful owner of this vegetable. That's what's going on over there. And because it's a chayshah mishpat shayla, it's a whole different sugya. Now you hire a toyin, now you can come with miguz, you can take kai chatayinus, and therefore it shifts the whole conversation. Our qualification that b'de ishrish kuli amaloi pligi, that's when you're learning hilchas zroyim. But when you're learning hilchas chayshah mishpat, that's not the way it is. Hasim yediktani taima, Rameir explained his reasoning. He said, Ma'am, you're to Elyon Litalis Afre in Kanyerik. Right? The person that owns this upper gina. Let's say he decides, I'm going to take a bulldozer. I'm going right through my gina. He has the right to do it. What would happen to this guy's knife that he has? Right? Chaim Lushulim. He wouldn't have it anymore. So being that he can destroy it, that means he's the real owner. I'm Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda said the Tachtin could do the same thing. Ma'am, Yerza Tachtin, the Malis Eskinasay Afre. Let's say he would decide that I want to build all the way on top. Right? He owns the airspace of his gina. So he says, I'm building all the way to the top in Kanyerik. You tell me, Rabid, what would happen to your Yerek? You wouldn't have it either. So they're arguing more in Kayach HaTayinus and Chayash HaMishpat, and as a result, it's not a Shur. But the Gemara says, Akat, I hear what you're saying. Abanach, I still have a Kasha, but the Isra Shloi Pligin, you tell me when there's Ashrasha, there's no Machlojz, and Abayi V'Rabba, but Tanya, we're going to the Brais and Elon, if you have a tree, Mitzasi Baruch, Mitzasi Bechotz Laretz. So this is a tree, again, that's on the border, it's on the granites. Part of the tree was in Eretz Yisrael, and part of the tree was in Chutz Laretz. So the question is, all the fruit that's growing on this tree, how do you view it? Tevel, Vechulim, Urav, and Zebazet, Divri Rabbi. Rabbi says that the way you view it is as if Tevel and Chulin are Me'urav and Zebazet. It's one big Taruvus. Every single fruit that grows on this tree is going to have a din of Taruvus. It's going to be considered a little bit of Chulin, a little bit of Tevel, which is a problem. Rav Shimon Gamliel Omer, Rav Shimon Gamliel, Rabbi's father said, Hagadol b'chiv chayiv, v'hagadol b'ptor ptor. It's not true. What you do is you bifurcate the tree. You have to look at each individual fruit and you have to ask yourself, did this fruit grow on this side of the border or did it grow on that side of the border? You can't just make one blanket statement and passel up and say every single fruit is a taroivus. No, it's not true. You have to look at it on a very individual basis. Up to Gemara, my lab, this whole case, what was the shaila? Even miksas baritz, miksas b'chutz laretz. Probably the case was miksas noifay baritz or miksas noifay b'chutz laretz. You had some big tree that was on the border, and some of the branches are spreading on one side of the border, the other on the other. Right? You have a big tree. The branches are all over the place. So you assume that some branches are here, some branches are there. And what do you see? You see over here that there's a machloikis Rebbe, Rebbe Shimon Gamliel, had to treat the fruit that are growing on this tree from his own perspective. What's the Gemara's kasha? If you're going to tell me the Ashrash Kulam Alipligi, there you go, Basa Ashrasha. So why are we having the Shiloh? Look at where the Ashrasha of the tree is. Is it on the Eretz Yisrael side? So it's Eretz Yisrael. If it's on the Chutz Laret side, it's Bechutz Laret. So we're not getting into the nuance of the Machlokes Rebbe Rav Shimon Gamliel yet. But for now, the Gemara just says, why are we having this conversation? Look at the Ashrasha. If the Ashrash Kulam Alipligi, and the assumption, which seems reasonable, is that the tree is on one side of the border. So if that's the case, just look at what side of the border it is, and that's how we're going to determine the of this tree. But the Gemara says, I hear your assumption, and it was certainly reasonable, but it's also certainly not muchach. Look, miktash shoshim baritz, miktash shoshim b'chutz laret. No, frazakasha, you don't dismiss a whole sugya. I'll tell you, it's talking about where the tree was taka half on one side, half on the other, not the branches, the actual root of the tree. And hence, we have this machloikis here between Rabbi Rav Shimon Gamliel, how exactly to deal with it. Okay, so we mentioned already machloikis Rav Shimon Gamliel, we might as well understand it. My time to Rav Shimon Gamliel, what's the talk of Shana Rav Shimon Gamliel that said that you're able to look at each individual tree? In other words, notice the Gemara's gisha to the machloikis. The Gemara's approach is, I understand Rabbi. I don't understand Rav Shimon Gamliel. Seriously, each fruit has a different din. L'chayra, I would look at it as one big tree, right? This is one big operation with one hashrasha and yanika that's coming a little from this side, a little from that side. So you would think every single fruit is being yanik a little bit from both sides of the border. And if that's the case, L'chayru Rebbe's approach of teva v'chulam u'rav and zebezeh seems more sound. And if that's the case, the Gemara's question is, my time, Rebbe Gamliel, and the Gemara says, you're right. It's a good ha'ara, but there's a bigger kimta going on that we didn't tell you about until now. That is the mafsik tzunna. The case was where there was a rock that was at the root of the tree, and this rock was very, very big, and as a result, there was a distinct part of the tree that was on one side, a distinct part of the other side. They're actually not even touching each other. There's such a mechitza, there's such a hefsik between the two that you could actually look at the tree as being made up of two different parts. Faith the Gemara, oh, if mafsik tzunma, my time of the Rebbe. So what's pshat in Rebbe? So Gemara says the hadar arfi. Although there was a tzunma, the tzunma was only at the base of the tree, but once you go up the elevation of the tree a little bit, then already you don't have the rock, and therefore Rebbe held that although at the root the yanika can be divided, but at some point it becomes one, and therefore we look at it as a teruv. But my kamiflagi, okay, so then what's this machloikis over here? So the Gemara says, Mar sover avir mevalvo, one man da'amar, Rebbe held that once it gets to the avira meaning it gets above where the tsunma is, it becomes one big bilbul, and as a result, you have to look at it as a taruv, as a marasava, hailuchudekai. No, it always remains distinct. Being that at the root it's distinct, so it remains distinct all the way to the top, and therefore, we don't look at it as being a taruvis, and you can actually say, these fruit are going to be like this, and those fruit are going to be like that. You actually can handpick, cherry pick the fruit, literally, and figure out which one is going to be chayiv, and which one is going to be potter. But the bottom line is, we just had a little bit of a digression, discussing laws of an atzitz nakev. Why we were talking about an atzitz nakev, just to reframe for a moment, and that is because we're discussing the Mishnah's halachah of ein koisim v'mechuba lekarka. And as a subcategory, as a sifkat in the sugya of ein koisim v'mechuba lekarka, what if you wrote a get on an atzitz nakev? Good shayla. And once we discuss writing a get on an atzitz nakev, so from there we talked about the hilchis kinyonim of an atzitz nakev, and we also spoke about some laws related to Chumas and Meisneris, Benegeya and Atzitz Nakev. Zok the Gemara. The safe of the Mishnah was that Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira said, you're not allowed to write a get on a Niyar HaMachuk. This is a Niyar that something had already once been written on, and then you erased it. Now you want to write on top of that. Falei ala Difter, you can't write on Difter either. Mipnei Shehu Yochel is Daif. Because such a Ksav is Yochel is Daif, and that's dangerous. V'chon Machshirim, the Chachamim say that it's going to be kosher. So we have to figure out what a diftera is and why exactly this would be a shayla. There are three types of hides, meaning there are three stages in the processing of hides. One is called matzah, the second is called chefa, and the third is called diftera. Now, just to be clear, once upon a time, there was a geschäft, there was a business that was known as a bursaki. A bursaki was considered a very, very billige geschäft. It was literally the lowliest position that any person could possibly have. And the reason is because it smelled really, really bad. If you've ever visited a bursaki, I have. They literally give you, if you walk through a bursaki, if you take a tour of a real, real old-fashioned, medieval, going back to the good old days bursaki, you have to put something on your nose. You will not be able to breathe if you go through a bursaki. Not a COVID mask, a real gehedige mask where, mamish, I'm telling you, it's lo yomen. But they give you things also to smell, like besomim. So you walk around with besomim and you have it in your nose, because otherwise, it's not poshit. But the bottom line is that what did they do in the bursaki? They used to process hides. So the hides that were used in so many commercial applications, for our purposes, in the usage of a cloth, so it had to go through a process. And our Gemara is discussing three stages in the processing of hides. Now, all three stages that we're going to mention now are the unfinished product. Taisa speaks out that there's a fourth stage, that's the finished product. So when we say Gimel Eirei Sein, we mean three stages of process, meaning we're going through the process. So the first stage is called matzah. Why is it called matzah? Kimashmoy, because it's like a matzah. Well, a matzah has nothing in it other than what it has, right? But a matzah is it's very bland. Dolei maliach, there's no salt. Udolei kamiach, it hasn't been processed with kemach. Udolei afetz, and they didn't use the now infamous gold nuts that keeps on coming up in our sugyas as far as the processing of the hides. L'may hilchus azok de gemara. What does that mean? What do you mean, l'may hilchaso? So the Gemara wants to know that l'may hilchaso, is there a halachic nafgamina of knowing what the ashir choshev of this matzah would be? So the Gemara says there is l'hoitzah Shabbos, the kama, and what would that shir be? Shiurai k'diktani, Rav Shmuel bar Yehuda, Rav Shmuel bar Yehuda said k'dei lots of mishkol k'tana, the amount that you would need to cover a small weight. The kama, what is that small weight? Amar Abaye, Abaye said ki river, the river, the pumpadisa, the river, the quarter of a quarter. This was like the smallest weight that they used to use in pumpadisa, and if you have enough of this matzah high to cover that weight, that would be considered the minimum shir chasha. So the Gemara just threw in hoitzah Shabbos over here. The halacha is that if somebody carries on Shabbos, it's one of the lamates malachas, stating that you have to carry a shir chashev. If you don't carry a shir chashev, then you're not going to be over chil Shabbos. What is a shir chashev? So it depends on what the item is. And amazingly, in Masechta Shabbos, the Gemara goes through great pains to discuss so many different items and to tell us what exactly, right? You know from learning Masechta Shabbos that the malacha vaitzo was a malacha gru and it needed a tremendous amount of chizik. And you even see it from learning Masechta Shabbos that you have mamish tens and tens of dafin that talk about halachas related to vaitzo, where the sugi of Boyer is one daf in the whole Masechta, right? So it's an amazing thing, because Eitzah was a malacha geruah, and Chazal needed chizik. Muktzah was atu Eitzah. Things we talked about so many times. But the bottom line is, so what's the shear of Eitzah as it relates to this matzah high? If you would carry enough to cover this smallest weight, that would be the shear Eitzah. Okay. Chifa, that's the second shear, is the moliach. It's talking about where it was salted already. V'loy kemich, v'loy ofetz. You didn't do the second two steps of the process. My hill, what's the halachic significance of that? Loy tzor Shabbos, as it relates to tzor Shabbos. Again, the lashon of the Gemara is a little. L'may hilchasa, l'may, with regards to what halacha am I going to tell you something now as it relates to its shir? It's b'negeya hitzah Shabbos. V'kamashu, what is that shir as it relates to hitzah Shabbos? K'detanan, it's a mishnah. Or k'dei lasis kameya, the amount that you would need to make a kameya. Okay, diftera, what's diftera? The maliach, the kameach, v'loy afetz. That has the maliach, and it has the kameach, so it's not like the second stage, but it's missing the third. And it's missing the offits, my hilchasa loitzah Shabbos, the kamashi yurai, they look at all of us again. The amount that you would need to write a get, that's what it would be. Oh. So you see, it's kosher to write a get on diftera. That was who shita the chachamim achshirin, right? In our mishnah, it's a machloikis whether you can write a get on diftera. The bottom line is, we now know what diftera is. Diftera is the third stage. It's still unfinished, but it's the third stage in the processing of hides. It's moliach, it's kamiach, it's v'loy afetz. The kamashiyuroi le'inyin Shabbos is lichtoif olav esaget kishita sachachamim. In our mishnah, that it's kosher to write a get on diftera v'chachamim achshirin. So we had a machloikis in the safe of the Mishnah, whether you can write a get on a ksav shu yachal his daif, or you can't write a get on a ksav shu yachal his daif. Now, first glance, you would think, for sure you can't. Why not? Because if it's yachal his daif, maybe the ish is going to be mezayif. Now, what's she going to be mezayif? You're going to say either she is divorced or she's not divorced. The posh, the answer is a tanai. Maybe there was a tanai in the get. Then she's going to be mezayif. She's going to erase the tanai. So if you erase the tanai, then it's an easy ziyuf. So how could you l'chura write a get on a ksav shiachal zayif? Now, Rabbi Yudah Maseir says you can't, but the Chachamim say you can. So what's Pashup Shan in the Chachamim? Look, the Gemara, man Chachamim, Amar Rabbi Lozer, Rabbi Lozer said, Rabbi Lozer he that it's Rabbi Lozer. So Rabbi Lozer said it's Rabbi Lozer. What's Pashup Shan? Pashup Shan is because he's a very famous Amor in Shas Rabbi Lozer, right? Tam Amuvig Rabbi Yechon is a very famous Tan in Shas Rabbi Lozer, Tam Rabbi Akiva. But the bottom line is, Rabbi Lozer, the Amor said that it's Rabbi Lozer, the Tan, that I'm Eidim Asir Karti. Who holds Eidim Asir Karti? And being that he holds Eidim Asir Karti, so it's for that reason it's going to be kosher. So there's a long rashi here on the top of Chav Beis Amid Beis, and there's an important Tosfos on the bottom of Daf Chav Beis Amid Aleph. Unfortunately, we can't do everything, so we're not going to be able to go through this properly. But in short, what Rashi says is that according to Rabbi Elazar that holds Eidim Asira Karti, so you can't divorce your wife without Eidim Asira. The Eidim Asira are the Eidus L'Kiyume that make a get. So there has to be Eidim Asira. Rabbi Elazar holds that if a woman is going to have a get, and she's going to walk into Bez and say she's Megureshes, there's going to have to be Eidim Asira there. And being that there's going to have to be Eidim Mesira, the Eidim Mesira will know if there was a Tanai or there wasn't a Tanai. It's like this, it's not going to come with Deziyev. What's the problem? It's a Ksav Shiachal is Daiv. What are you worried about? You anyways have to have Eidim Mesira. And being that you anyways have to have Eidim Mesira, it's not going to be a problem. That's what Rashi says. Tosfos speaks out at the bottom of Chabezim and Aleph. Is that true? We saw this already, and we're going to see it again and again and again, that a woman actually does not have to bring her Eidim Mesira to, let's say a woman has Eidim Mesira that died. That's it. It's all over. A woman that has Eidim Mesira that died, she can never remarry again, because she doesn't have her Eidim Mesira with her. Rabbi Elazar holds Eidim Mesira. Karti is a proof that you had Eidim Mesira. It's a tois. In fact, Rabbi Elazar says, "Ein eidim chayis min al ashtar elo daf gimel amidays." But they tikkun oilam. What's the tikkun oilam? This is the tikkun oilam that she might die, and then she's going to end up being stuck. So there's no Rabbi Elazar that holds that a woman needs to walk into bezim with eidim asir. So Tosfos says that what the Gemara means is that in this case, if you're going to have a ksav sheyochel is daif, then in Rabbi Elazar's world, I can make it work. Because just walk into Beis Din with your Eidim Asira, and like this, it's going to be fine. What are you worried about? That the heftz of the ksav is not good? In Rabbi Elazar's world, I don't care so much. Because Rabbi Elazar holds Eidim Asira are the ones that make the get anyways. And being that you could always walk in with the Eidim Asira, so based on that, that's not going to be a problem. And therefore, Rabbi Elazar the Amora said, that's pshat in the Chacham. It's going to Rabbi Elazar the Tan, who holds Eidim Asira Karati. And being Eidim Asira Karati, so therefore, there's always the option to walk in with the Eidim Asira. And although you don't usually have to walk into the with the Eidim Asira, it's just not true. And besides, Rabbi Elazar himself said, Ein Eidim Chayisim Al-Shtar, Elim Neib Tikkun Oilam, so that you shouldn't have to walk in with the Eidim Asira. But at the same time, if it's a ksav sheyochel is daif, you could walk in with Eidim Asira. They'll clarify any tanai that may or may have not been in the shtar, and like this, you're going to be able to alleviate the problem. The reason this gemara is not so poshut is because there's another part. Why can't you do that according to Rabbi Meir? According to Rabbi Meir, walk in, just keep it simple, with Eidich Simba. Why don't you just walk with Eidich Simba? So why don't we say the same exact halacha? That if you have a shtar, that yochel is daif, it'll be kosher. It's really a problem. Walk in with Eidich Simba. Why is it any worse than according to Rabbi Meir, I walked in with the Eidim Asira. So according to Rabbi Elazar, I walked in with the Eidim Asira. So according to Rabbi Meir, I walk in with the Eidim Chesima. Now, ordinarily, you don't have to. Okay, and Chanami, ordinarily, I don't have to. But in this case, I will. We'll make a Hirasha that if Tzikzav Sheyochel is Daif, there's an Eitzah. Well, why is the Eitzah better according to Rabbi Elazar than it is according to Rabbi Meir? So Rashi asks the Kasha. It's the second half of the long Rashi. And Rashi mutches a little bit. Tosfos doesn't understand what Rashi is saying. And Tosfos says the Pshat is really, really poshut. And it's based on a Gemara that we're going to learn in 2 days. On Daf Chav Dalet on the days, where the Gemara says that a nafgamina between Rav Meir and Rav Elazar. Right? There's a whole list of nafgaminas between Rav Meir and Rav Elazar. We started the Daf with a nafgamina between Rav Meir and Rav Elazar. That's not the actual machloikis Eidich Simi Eidim Asira. In the Sugya Mechuber, no less. So there's a lot of nafgaminas. But one of the nafgaminas are that according to Rav Meir, that holds Eidich Simi Karti, it's the Eidim in the Shtar that are Mahavad Get, you need that the Shtar should be Muchach Mitoichoi. Everything about the Shtar has to be Muchach Mineyobe in the Shtar. And you can't use anything external to teach me anything of significance as relates to the Shtar. So Zog Toysis, that's why the whole Eitzah here was a Libid Rav Elazar. According to Rav Elazar, the Tan holds Eidim Asira Karti. So although this is a problem, but I could always walk in with Eidim Asira, and although I don't usually need to walk in with Eidim Asira, okay, I don't need to, but in this case I will, and like this it's going to work. The shtar itself, Rabbi Elazar doesn't have a problem with the shtar needing to be Muchach Mitoicha, but according to Rav Meir, the shtar itself has to be Muchach Mitoicha, that's the reason it's not going to be an Eitzah. Zok Tegmar, Amar Rabbi Elazar said, Lehichsha Rabbi Elazar, again, this that I'm saying that according to Rabbi Elazar, the Chachamim hold that it's kashut right again, on Ksav Sheyochel is Daif, it's only true la'altar. It's only true if the woman, right after she receives the get, on this ksav sheyochel is daif, is going to go to the local Beis Din, and Beis Din is going to say that, yeah, this woman is divorced, and they're going to give her a maisa Beis Din, they're going to make a kol kaira, then it's going to be okay. Avo mikana dasari yomim, but if you're going to wait already 10 days, loich loi, then it's not going to be okay. Chayshin and duma habe beitnav v'ziyavte. Because then we're already afraid that maybe there was a tanai, and they were mazayifet. Why can't you come in 10 days later with the Eidim Asira? Because we're afraid that, this is Rabbi Elazar Shita, that maybe the Eidim are going to forget. So you're relying on the Eidim Asira. The Shtar itself is not Muchach Mitoich. It's got issues. We're relying on something external. So Miyad La'alter, we can trust that the Eidim Asira are going to know all the Pratim. But once you wait a little bit of time, then we're already not so confident, and then it's going to be an issue. That's where Rabbi Elazar held. Rabbi Yochanan said, Afil mikanda da sorry yomim dim isa da habibay tira mitkert kiri. Now, we don't assume, says Rabbi Yochanan, that the Eidim are going to forget. We assume that they're going to remember. And if they're going to remember, just like this works immediately, it's something that's going to work. Mikanda da sorry yomim as well. One more gemara. Amar Rabbi Elazar said, Lehichsha Rabbi Elazar elo begetin. This, that it's okay to write a shtar on Iksav Sheyochel is Daif, even in Rabbi Elazar's world that holds Eidim Asira Karati, it's only true by get Isha. Aval B'shtar, when it comes to other shtaris, shtar shtaris lai, it's not going to work. Now, as it relates to how to learn this Gemara, another major machloikis between Rashi and Tosfos. Tosfos' pshat is much simpler, so we're going to learn Tosfos' pshat. So it says the Gemara, the way Tosfos explains it, "Tchsiv unusatim b'klicheres l'man yamdu yamim rabim." Now, this pasuk is in Yirmiyahu. It discusses when the Yidden go to Golus Bavel, and Yirmiyahu tells the Yidden, "We're going to be here for a little while," and as a result, buy things, open geschäfts, right? Settle down. And you should make sure that when you buy something, you document it with a shtar, and take the shtar and put it in a safe place, right? This comes up in the beginning, Chesk Sabatim. Put it in a safe place, so like this, no one's going to take the shtar. So it says, make sure that you put the shtar in a good place, unesatam b'klichores, l'man yamdu yamim rab. And the way Tosfos learns the Gemara, Rabbi Lazar held, Rabbi Lazar the Amora, that although, according to Rabbi Lazar, Tanya Edim, your character is a technique, you should be able to write a shtar, k'tav sheyochel is daif, but at the same time, you, when it comes to a regular shtar, there's a gzeres hakosov that says l'man yamdu yomim rabim, and being that there's a gzeres hakosov that says l'man yamdu yomim rabim, therefore, ksav sheyochel zayif is not going to be okay, because ksav sheyochel zayif is not going to work for yomim rabim. Why is it not going to work for yomim rabim? So, pashuv shat, because Rabbi Loza l'shitasai, because Rabbi Loza said a second ago that lehichshe Rabbi Loza the tana elo la'alter avu mikan v'dasar yomim loy. So being that it doesn't work already by next Tuesday, so if it already doesn't work next week, so then when it comes to shar shtaris be'etzem, it's not going to work based on this gzeres hakasev. Rabbi Yochanan said afilu b'shtaris, it works even b'shtar shtaris. Faith the Gemara b'ksiv l'man yamdu yomim rabim. Ayit says l'man yamdu yomim rabim. Now Rabbi Yochanan could have said very pashuv that although it says l'man yamdu rabim, but I l'shitasai holds that this star could be Oymid Yomim Rabim, because the Edom are not only believed for 10 days, they believed even later. Ayin Tosfos. But the Gemara says even a different teretz. Hasam Eitz HaToyva Kamashvan. There's no din. This is not like a Gzeres HaKosuv that a star Kenyan has to be able to be Yamdu Yomim Rabim. It was an Eitz HaToyva. He told him that I'm letting you know people are going to be Meichel, Chesk Sabatim. So make sure you hold on to your star. But in terms of there being a Gzeres HaKosuv, there really is no such Gzeres HaKosuv. So as it relates to Raid, yesterday we got into some important lumdus as it relates to understanding the Nosam B'yoda, Gita V'yoda Yibon Ke'echot, the K'tzois in Simen Reish. So today, Me Inyan Le Inyan Ba'usa Inyan, I think it's Kedai to do a part two on that Raid Bite again. This is foundational Raid, Mamish, as it relates to learning Masechtas Gittin, Ashtikl Be'iyun, with at least a Toya Meha, and it very much is, I believe, the flip side of the coin of what we talked about yesterday. There's a Gemara, Lekamon, Daf Ayin Zayin Amid Beis. That's the same Daf that yesterday's Raid was based on, albeit a different Gemara. The Gemara tells a story. Who's Shchiv Mara? There was a Shchiv Mara. There was a dying man. The Kasav Lo Gita V'Devisu Bahadi Panya Demali Shabbato. He had written a get for his wife, and it was Erev Shabbos, Mamish Bein Hashmashes. V'lay Hispik L'Misfula, and he didn't get a chance to give it to her. So he wanted to divorce his wife because he was a Shchiv Mara. So he's dying anyways. Why is he divorcing his wife? Because obviously he must have had a brother, and they were trying to circumvent Yibum, maybe Mishum Iguna, but the bottom line is that he didn't want his wife to have to become a Shemer. So he wants to divorce his wife, and he has the Seiferim, and they're working Mamish, they're trying to get it out, Far Shkia. They finished writing the get, but he didn't have a chance to give it until the sunset. Now, you can't give a get on Shabbos. That's a halacha, psuka, in Mishnah, in Braisa, in Gemara, in Shulchan Aruch. So they had to see how Shabbos was going to go. So they're monitoring him very, very closely on Shabbos. L'mocher on Shabbos, tofak le'al, tokaf le'alma. He suddenly took a turn for the worse, and they thought it was all over. Also, l'kamadei Rava, they came to Rava, and they said, what should we do? So Rava said like this, I'm willing to allow this man to divorce his wife on Shabbos, even though really you're not supposed to, but it's only a din de rabbanan, and I'm willing to look away from that. But I have a different problem. The problem is the get is mukta. This is the way Rashi learns the sugya. And because the get is mukta, I have a mukta problem. How can you be metaltal the get? Now, it says in the Torah, Nasa V'yad, you have to physically give the get. So nobody can pick up the get. Not you, not a shliach, right? So what are you going to do? So he was worried about the tiltal. Amar Luhusa, Rava said, this is my psak halach. You're getting a psak from the God of Adar. He said, Zilu Amrule, what you should tell this man is that Lekanye Nehalo Lahu Duchta Diyasa Bagita. Let him be Makna, the area, the part of his house where the get is. V'tezel ihu, let her, the woman, go, the froy, v'techud v'tiftach v'tachzik be, let her make some sort of chazaka on that property. This is all going down on Shabbos. V'tna no gadu uparetz kolshu, harezu chazaka. So let her do a no gadu uparetz. Let her make some sort of kinyan chazaka in the ground. And if she's going to make a kinyan chazaka in the ground, by doing that, she'll be zoicha in the get, and that's how she's going to be divorced. So this is a man that we're trying to figure out how he can divorce his wife on Shabbos. And we'll make kinyanim, we'll do all those things. Problem is, we can't touch the get. That's the issue. The get is literally, figuratively, mukta. And because you can't touch it, this is the issue. So Rabbi said, the etzah is, let the man be machna, the part of his house where the get is, and if it be machna, no, that part of the house, how will she be kind it? She'll do a no, God of parats. Like this, she'll be zoiche in the shtar. She'll be zoiche in the shtar. No one ever has to touch the get. She'll be megureshes. She won't be an akum. Zok rash. What was Rava's etza? What did Rava mean when he said, let her make a chazaka in the property, and by doing that, she'll be zoiche in the get? This Rashi was marish olamis mamish. Zok teilege Rashi, dibra maschal harezu chazaka, harezu chazaka liknois. She'en ha-moicher yochel achsebar. Da'hashta koyavla chotzer v'gita b'taycha. If he's going to do this, he's giving her, not just a get, a chotzer too. He's giving her a chotzer and the get that's inside of it. You ready for the punchline? V'tanana, we learned in the Mishnah, nechosim she'en le'machrayis, nicknim im nechosim she'esh le'machrayis b'kesev b'shtar b'chazaka. And it's a Mishnah we had in today's daf that there's something called kinyan agav. And because there's something called kinyan agav, when she makes a chazaka in the chotzer, bekinyan agav, shall also be zoicha in the get. So what was Rava's etza? Rava's etza was, let her get divorced via kinyan agav. What's the kinyan agav? She'll make a kinyan in the chotzer, and being that she was zoicha in the chotzer, b'derech agav, nechosim, she'en l'machrayis, nikdim in nechosim, she'en l'machrayis, she'll be zoicha in the get as well. Frek the Ran, and the Rajbo, and the Ramban, that if Rava's etza was kinyan agav, then why did Rava say that what the man should do is liknayo nehalo lahu duchto de Yosef begito. Make sure to be makna that piece of property where the get is. Agav doesn't require that the metaltalim be in the karka. Emma says it's a sugya in the Sechtes Kedushin, but we paskin that the metaltalim does not have to be tziburin va'oimdim in the karka. And being that it doesn't have to be tziburin, some makshim harishonim, so if that's the case, why was that important? Why did he say be makna this piece of property? He could have said be makna any piece of property. So the rishonim said that for the fact that Rava said be makna this piece of property, if I say the kinyan of it was not kinyan agav, what kinyan was it? Poshet. It was kinyan chotzer. And that's why he needed to be makna that piece of property, because the way she was going to be koinet was not with kinyan agav, but rather it was going to be with kinyan chotzer. So the bottom line is we have a machloikis. We have a machloikis between Rashi and the Ran and the Rajba and the Ramban. How to learn poshet b'shan in this gemara right here. That finds Zayin on the base. Rav is eitzah for the shchiv mara. We had a situation where a man needs to divorce his wife, but he can't physically touch the get. And he was going to do it through some sort of kinyan that involved being makna, the ground that the get was underneath. Did he mean kinyan agav, or did he mean kinyan chas? Zok the ktsois in simin reish beis. So yesterday's ktsois was simin reish. This one is in simin reish beis. Shteita l'chayra, in this machlokes rishonim, a nifla de gezach. And that is, a man wants to divorce his wife. How do you do gerushin? The Torah says two words, v'nosan biyada. You take the get and you put it in your wife's hand. That's what gerushin is. What if a man decides, I don't want to physically take the get and put it in my wife's hands. I want to be maknet to her. B'darkei ha-kinyonim shel kol ha-Torah kula. Right? There's so many kinyonim that we know about in the Torah. We don't have to list them. Right? It's mamish. It's the kosh olay l'partam. So the question is, if a man wants to divorce his wife, not by physically taking the get and giving it to her, but by being machnit, b'darkei ha-kinyonim, is that of anasam b'yodas or not? Says the Ktois, I would have thought not. But it's a Rashi in Masech, it's Gittin, Davayin, Zayin, on the days, it's Mefurish, yeah. Because the way Rashi learned the Sugya of Ahu Shchiv Mera, it's Mavur that a man can divorce his wife through Kinyan Agav. Says the Ktois, let me ask you a question. Did the man ever pick up the get? No, that was the whole point. Did he ever give it to his wife? No, it never came into a Rishus. Nothing ever happened. It was a king in Agav. That's what it was. Make a king to be no gadol paretz in the karka. And by being no gadol paretz in the karka, memela, you're going to be zoicha. You're going to, but Rashi learned that it was working with Agav. Now the emes is, in this case, it did go into a rishos because he was makna the karka. Beseder. Oh, but that wasn't the oifin of how the gerushin took place. The rishonim don't even understand why it had to be in her karka. But the end of the day, the punchline was not that, oh, it's in her chatzur. The punchline was what? The punchline was that she was kind of with Agav. So says the Ktois, you see, that Rashi held that you could be zoicha in a get, you could be makayim of an asam yadu, bidarkei hakinyonim. The Rishonim didn't learn the Gemara the way Rashi did. The Rishonim held out, this is working with Kinyan Chatzar. If it's working with Kinyan Chatzar, that means that you have no hechr from this Gemara, that you can be zoicha in a get, bedarkei hakinyonim. And if that's the case, if a man would be makna a get to his wife, bedarkei hakinyonim, and not do a traditional the gerishim wouldn't be a gerishim. Now let's just explain this a little bit better, because again, this is Yusayda Chasidus Veshayrish Avoid Atmimo in Masechtes Gittin. And that is that Chatzar is a kinyan, but the Gemara says Chatzar is Mishum Yadis Rabbi. Although Chatzar is a kinyan, the way kinyan Chatzar works is we look at a person's property as if it's an extension of the person himself, right? A person's Chatzar is a very big deal. It's a very, very big deal. We spoke about pnimius, about chatzar is a person's zivug, right? Dvar matikif, Rabbi Yosef Engel, the goyim, the inkam, the koyim, lahara. A person's chatzar is an extension of his zich. Chatzar is mishum yadis rabbi. So the fact that you find that a man can divorce his wife by putting it in his chatzar, that's because when the Torah says v'nasa v'yada, you put it in her hand. Ah, you didn't. Ah, you put it in her chatzar. Chatzar mishum yadis rabbi. It's considered an extension of her hand. The question is, could a man divorce his wife if he never put it in her hand? He was makne ter b'darkei hakinyonim, but there was never a kiyum of biyada. It would seem to be a machlokes rishonim. It would seem that Rashi Shita is yes, from the fact that you can divorce your wife b'kinyan agav, zoysei meres, you don't physically need a v'nasan biyada. It doesn't have to be biyada, because l'chayr it's not biyada. Whereas, the Shita of rishonim is that if you megarish b'kinyan agav, it's not, I disagree with the shechimna, that was chatzar, chatzar b'shom yadis rabbi. Over there, it's going to be different. Well, I said the Rishonim asked a bomb kasha on Rashi. The kasha was that if the sugya meant kinyan agav, then why did it have to be the duchta? Why did it have to be that piece of land, the Yosef Begita? L'chaira, being that we pass in kinyan agav works, even if it's not Siburin, it could have been any area. So Zakhti Ktsois, that pshat is based on a Gemara in Shtayim Oichsan. A Gemara Masechtes Bava Metzia Dav Zayin. So the first Mishnah in Shnayim Moichsam B'Talas. Right, you have two people. They walk into Bez and they're holding onto a talis. Zayimra Animitzasiyah. So what's the halacha? Yachloiku B'Shvur. Right, that's the halacha of Shnayim Moichsam. Zok the Gemara a Braisa. Dav Zayin Amen Aleph and Bava Metzia. Tani Rav Tachlifa Bar Marava. Kamed Rabavo. So Rav Tachlifa, who wasn't the son of Marava, he was a Bar Marava. He was a Yid from Eretz Yisrael. So he was standing in the presence of Rabavo, and he told him the following. He said, Shnayim Adukim B'Talas. If two people holding on to a talis, right? Shnayim moichsam b'talis. He said, "Zen noitelat mokum shiodem agas, v'zen noitelat mokum shiodem agas." Each person gets to keep the pot that he's holding. V'ashar, it's only the balance that chokim b'shava. It's the balance that the chokim machved the Rabbi. Rabbi said, "You're saying good." Like the halacha of the Mishnah. But the bottom line is that when the Mishnah says Shnayim Moichsam B'Talas, we just cut the whole thing. That's a very important caveat, right? This is the not such fine print of that halacha. Each person gets ad makam shiyod and magas, and then when you get involved with yachloi kibeshvua, it's the rest of it. Amar Misharishis. Amar Misharish, I'm skipping a little bit. He heard what Rav Tachlifa, who was a bar marava, told Rav Avoh, which Rav Avoh, he nodded his, he said, machvila, he was masking, right? He made some sort of hand motion, I agree with you. So when he heard what he said, as far, shmami, no, you see from here, hay sudra, if somebody wants to be kind of something with a sudr, with kinyan chalipin, right? So the most conventional, traditional oifin of kinyan that took place once upon a time was kinyan chalipin, sometimes referred to as kinyan sudra. What would happen? So Reuven wants to be makd to something to Shimon. I want to give you my para. So the person that was going to be koina would take his sodeh, he would take his handkerchief, and he would give it to the makna. He says, you take my handkerchief, and bechalipin, it's a swap. Bechalipin, I'm going to end up taking, he gets it back, by the way, right? It's not meant to be kept by the Makna, but that's the oifen, like when you sell your chametz with the Rav, right? Pick up yarmulkes and zachas. Right, so that's what's going on. This is all kinyan tzud, it's kinyan chalipin. But the bottom line is, I said, Rav Masharshia, from this halacha of shnayim adukim betalis, I can learn how to halacha in kinyan chalipin. And that is, even the toughest beis shalosh al shalosh. So if the koine takes his proverbial yarmulke and he gives it now to the Makna, as soon as the Makna chapson or shalosh al shalosh, it's boys of this couple, Karina Bey, it's going to be considered v'nosan l'reyeyo. It's already considered an asina to command the posik dami v'koni, and therefore it's going to work for chalipin. Meaning, Rav Masharshia said, if you would have asked me, I would have thought the way kinyan chalipin works is the koine has to take this item, this sudr, and he has to physically hand it over to the Makna. What does handing it over means? I was holding it, I gave it to you, so now you're holding it. I'm not holding it anymore. But from Shnai Madukin Betalis, I see it doesn't have to be that way. Two people could be holding on to something at the same time, and each person is a muchzik in what it is that he's holding. So although the Torah says, v'notzan l'reyeyu, but if I give it to you, and you're holding it, even though I'm holding it, it doesn't shter in the v'notzan l'reyeyu. Reason galom this, and this is what Rav Masharshia said, I take out of this Shnai Madukin Betalis sugya. Faith the Gemara Akasha. Maishlom with Rav Chisda. He said, why is this different than something Rav Chisda said? I'm Rav Chisda. Rav Chisda said, you see where this is going to come into our sugya. Get biyada. U'meshicha biyada. A man gave his wife a get. Again, there's a lot of unconventional types of gerushins. So this man gave his wife a get, but he's holding on to a meshicha. There's literally a string attached, right? That's what it is. A meshicha biyada. He's holding on to a string. See? Yanks it, the chayesus, that's right. And she's holding the get, and he's holding on to the string. So Rav Chisda said like this, im yochel not go levi etzlai, if he has a zakidei achiza, it's not just a string attached, but it's like a greater string attached, he can pull it back, in a megureshes, she's not megureshes. Im lav, if it's mamash, a flimsy string, she's going to be megureshes. Freit the Gemara, I understand. What's the criteria for a gerushin to be a gerushin? So what's the problem? Because the man is holding on to it. So what? But she's holding on to it. Why is this different than Chalipin, where it says Vinasan, the same word? It says Vinasan Reyeu, and still we see that it's fine. Hai Sudr Kimin the Tovis Me Shalosh Al Shalosh. It's command the Pasuk Tami. So why should this be any different? This was the Gemara's Kash. And for the Gemara Hassam, it's different. Because Krisos be Inun Valeko. There is a thing, Krisos. Although it mitzad Vinasan Zok the Gemara, that's a mice in a sina. And if Vinasan Reyeu and Shnai Mechsa Matalis, it's considered a muchzik. But at the same time, here there's a special halach. It's a sefer krisos, and it has to be a dover akoyres. Hacho, be here in the scene of the inon va'iku. All you need is v'nasal reyehu, and that in of itself is going to be enough. Said the k'tzois, you see from this Gemara, that although mitzad the gedorim of v'nosan, vos is the taich from the v'nosan, it could be the Venosan Biyodo is consistent with Kolatay Rakulan, Shadarki Akinyonim. But there's another Knech, there's another Nakudi you have to have over here. And it's you have to make sure there's no Krisos. Ad Kidekach, that if it would be Get Biyodo, Umashicha Biyodo, in every single Sugi in Shas, that's a Mice in a Sina. In Steinbeich's and Metalis, it is. In King Chalipin, it is. But when it comes to Get, because of the Krisos, over here it's going to be a problem. So Zoktik Tois, Lefizeh, Yeshloi Manifledik. Rashi learned the case of the Shchiv Merah was working with Kinyan Agav, not Kinyan Chatzah. Why? It's good Kasha. But for right now, for this raid bite, it was Kinyan Agav. What's the Kasha? Pregin, the Rishoyim, the Ran, and the Rajman, the Ramban, that if this is Kinyan Agav, so why did it have to be this piece of property? Let me put it on my own piece of property. Zoktik Tois, if the person would have put it in another piece of property and not be makna that piece of property to the isha, so it would have been in his piece of property. He says, if a man gives his wife a get and it's in his property, that's like get biyadu meshicha biyadai. And meshicha biyadai is not good, not mitzad the chsarin of the nasan, mitzad the chsarin of krisos. And that's why Rashi couldn't learn that one. Mamish nifludik. So says the k'tzois, again, these are mamish deep choices that you have to know when you learn Masech Tzgitin. That the reason this is going to be a problem is not mitzad the v'nosan. Amts the v'nosan, it would have been good. Rashi and Echanami, you wouldn't have to come on to this akimta that it was beduchta that the get was in. The reason this was an issue, the reason we needed that it should be over there is amts the gemar above mitziyah daf zayin. Amts the meshicha b'yadi, that's where it was going to be a problem. The question is, what did the Rishonim hold? The Rishonim that asked, I mean, you could always ask this kasha, right? At the end of every tzoyis, at the end of every shtickle tayra, right? Shtickle tayra just gets longer. But you could always ask this kasha, what are you holding? What are you holding? But this is a good kasha. The tzoyis is saying, Meiridik, he's telling to a Rizika Gemara. So what's the pshat? I saw Rav Shmuel Yankiv. Zoysli after the Masech Tes Gittin. This is in the beginning of Simen Chav Tes. He has a whole arichos, this sugya here in Simen Chav Tes. But right in the beginning of Simen Chav Tes, he says a beautiful vart. And that is, It emerges from Shnitas Rashi that Rashi holds there's two ways for a man to divorce his wife. There's two ways to be Mekayim V'Nasam B'Yada. One is to simply take the get and put it into his wife's hand. And the other way is to be Makna the get to his wife. And they both work. Said Rav Shmuel Yankiv that Yesh Loimar, that this, that there's a chesaron of get biyada or mashicha biyadai, is if the way the man is being megarish ishtai is with a mais and a sina. If you're being megarish with a mais and a sina, then mashicha biyadai is a fell. It's a chesaron. It's a lesser. It takes away a little bit from the shlemus of the mais and a sina. But if the way you're being megarish is with a mais a kinyan, then I don't think Meshicha B'Yodoy should be enough to create Chsarin in Maisa Kinyan. If the Chshivus of what happened was, is there was a Nesina, there wasn't a Nesina. So felt in the Nesina, it's Meshicha B'Yodoy. Meshicha B'Yodoy is a Chsarin in Nesina. But Meshicha B'Yodoy is not a Chsarin in Kinyan. If she's divorced because she received something, well, no, she didn't receive it 100%. Because the Meshicha is still B'Yada. But if she's divorced, not because she received it, not because it landed in her hand. The reason she's divorced is because she owns it. Because she's the balabos on it. It's her piece of property. She has to pay taxes on it. She's the balab. So if that's the reason that it's hers, so what? It's Meshicha B'Yada. L'maisa, you're the owner. Meshicha B'Yada stares in Nesina, but it doesn't stare in Kinyan. And being that the oifen of how she was going to be Zoich in this get was Kinyan Agav, so Maksha Marishoy, the Rishon told Rashi, I don't understand. If it's on Kinyan, then what I will tell me the Ktsois, they knew the Ktsois, Abadah, they knew the Ktsois in Simon Rej Beis. Oh, but the Ktsois would be a problem if the Gerishin is happening with a mice in a scene of Alma. But if the way the Gerishin is happening is with a Kinyan, the Lachair in that instance, it wouldn't be a problem. But I'll Kopanim, what we have over here is a machloikis between Rashi and the Rishonim. And that is, if a man is Megarish as Ishtoi, and the way he's going to be Megarisher is never by picking up the get and putting, not him, not a shliach, not her shliach, not her chatzar, but she's going to be zoichet petarkei akinyonim. Is this something that works? Is this something that not works? And b'muscharishin, it's a machloikis Rishonim. It's a machloikis Rashi, Keneged, the Ran, the Rajba, and the Ramban. Where's this machloikis? It's a mesachtes gittin, tafayin zayin amid beis. Rashi, it's mavur. A man can be megarish his ishtoi with kinyan agav. The rishonim didn't learn the sugya there like kinyan agav. And at first glance, this would seem to be what's going on in this machloikis rishonim. But I just want to end with just one caveat, just to bring out the nakuda a little bit. I think it's a very important nakuda. That is, there's a tshuva in Shailos HaTshuvos Rav Kiv Eger, the very end of Tshuvos Rav Kiv Eger, the last two Tshuvos, Simen Reish Chaf Aleph and Simen Reish Chaf Beis, were Tshuvos that were written for Rav Shloime Eger to Rav Kiv Eger, that's Reish Chaf Aleph, and then from Rav Kiv Eger back to Rav Shloime Eger, that's Simen Reish Chaf Beis. Some of the famous long Tshuvos and Tshuvos Rav Kiv Eger were written from Rav Shloime Eger to Rav Kiv Eger and vice versa, and this is an Arichos, and Mamish, it goes through Kol HaTorah Kula. And in Sif Zayin of Simen Reish Chaf Aleph, Rav Shloime Eger asked his father, Rav Kiv Eger, Kasha. He told him, Niskashesi. He said, I had a Kasha. The Kasha was Azar. The Kasha was that the Mishnah on Daf Yud Gimel Amid Aleph said, Ha'oim Retruga Tzele Ishti, Shtar Shechur Zele Avdi. Again, this is all Gemaras that we learned already. Umes, Lo Yinu Lachamisa. If a man tells a Shliach, I want you to take this get Isha, give it to my wife. Take this get Shechur, give it to my Eved. And then the man dies, Ain't get Lachamisa. If he would say Tnu mana le ishpleini umeis, if he would say, however, take this mana and give it to ishpleini, yitnu lachamisa, then you would give it lachamisa. So ain't get lachamisa, whether it's get isha, get shecher, but tnu mana le pleini umeis, yitnu lachamisa. So if you remember, this was a whole daf, on daf yud gimel, the gemara brought a machleik is Rav Zvin and Rav Papa, pashub shat. Why is it that if you say tnu mana le ishpleini umeis, yitnu lachamisa? Meaning ain't get lachamisa, why? So the ktais, that's the other ktais, but it's Pashtis, the reason is, because as soon as a man dies, so the Ish is not Pershusai anymore. The Eved doesn't belong to him, it belongs to his Yarshim. So he doesn't have the ability anymore, Lacha Moisai, to go and divorce his wife or to be Meshachar Zevet. So if that's the case, if a man said Trumano Laploini and then he died, Lachir is Yarshin Yarshin the Mana. So if the Yarshin the Mana, so Lachir at this point the Yarshim are the ones that get decide, right? Ain't Shultan Liyam Amavas. He doesn't get to decide anymore. He's not around. Who gets his money? Lachir is up to the Yarshim now. But the bottom line is that was the Gemara's Kasha. Why is it that if Ain't Get Lachamisa, Trumano Lushploini Umezi in Lachamisa? And the Gemara Tumahalchim. Rasvid said it's talking about where the man was a Bari. However, Maimit Shloshim. There's a Kenyan called Kenyan Maimit Shloshim. Papa said he was a Shchimera, and it's working with Divrei Shchimera, Kichsum V'chsurim Damni, whatever. But the bottom line is, Reb Zvid was the first that came to the Gemara. Reb Zvid said that the way it works is with Kinyan Maimit Shloshim. Zok Toisvis and the Ran, that L'chura, if this is the case, if they came to the Mishnah was Kinyan Maimit Shloshim, it would seem then that Kinyan Maimit Shloshim would not work for Tnu Getzel Ishti and Shtar Shechur Zel Avdi. Meaning, Tnu Manu L'Ploini, what was the case? The case was, it was Maimit Shloshtom. The man that owns the mana, the recipient of the mana, and the Shliach, who's going to deliver the mana, they're all in the same room, right? They're all under the same roof. And he says, Tnu Manu L'Ploini. There's a Chiddush called Kinyan Maimit Shloshtom, and that's what that halacha is. The Reish of the Mishnah L'Chayr is talking about the same case, the same Akimta, it's Maimit Shloshtam. And still it says, why not? If there's something called Kinyan Maimit Shloshtam, why doesn't it work? Zok Toisvis, and in your name, Zok the Ran, that Vais Tois from here, Maimit Shloshtam doesn't work when it comes to Shtaris. So if someone has a Shtar Chayv, and he wants to now be makna the shtar chayv that he has. And we know there's a sugi in Shas called moicha shtar chayv. So there's a concept that a person can take his shtar chayv and he can be makna it. Although there's a kinyan called kinyan maimit shloshtam, but at the same time, if you wanted to be makna your shtar chayv, this is not something that you would be able to do. You could do it, but you can't do it with kinyan maimit shloshtam. Kinyan maimit shloshtam does not work when it comes to be makna shtar chayv. So Shlomo Ega asked his father, Rabbi Akiva Eger, he says, I don't understand. The Ran said that? The Ran Lashitosoi, who holds in the beginning of Perek HaZoyrek, that you can't be koina get with Kinyan Agav, because you have to do Venosan B'yodo. And he learned the Sugya Chotzer, not like Rashi. So if that's the case, how is he able to spar from the fact that Kinyan Maimit Shloshtam doesn't work for Gerushin and for Shichur, that it doesn't work for all Shtari Chayv? La'ilam, I'll tell you, you could be Magna Shtar Chayv when it comes to Maimit Shloshtam. Why not? If I could sell a Shtar Chayv, why can't I be doing it? Maimit Shloshtam doesn't work for Shtar Chayv, it's a Medrash Pliya. Why not? I, the Mishnah is talking about Gerushin. It's talking about Shichur. You need Venasan B'yada. And Maimit Shloshtam is not Venasan B'yada. So Shloim Eger said, Bishloim, if the Ra would have learned like Rashi in Perek HaZoyrek, so I would have been maskim. Then I would understand. Oh, Gavaldik, Rashi holds you could be Koine get too. So if you could be Koine get with Kinyan Agav, I should be able to be Koine with Kinyan Maimit Shloshtam. That's why? It's a good question. Why does the Maimon Shloshtam work in the Reish of the Mishnah? Oh, the Terence is Shtari Chayv are different. Oh, but the Ran Lashitasa already said you can't be Zoicha in a Get Bedarki HaKinyonim. You have to do a Venasa Miyadav. So how's he inspired from the fact that it doesn't work for Gerish and Get Shichur? Right, Shichur and Gerish is the same thing. That it wouldn't work for a regular kid. This is the Kashrut Shlomo asked from Kivega. So Kivega writes back to him like this. He tells him, Mashah Hekshesu B'ni Ba'u Zayin B'divri Aran. Bedin Maimed Gimel the Soisel Edvar of Perak Hazoyrik Ayin Zayin Amid Beis the Sphere Lay the Beget Loi Mahani Kinyan the Beinon Daf Kishia Get Beyada Oibachatzera Yafa Hiksha. You're asking a good kasha, and Reb Kivega told him for Kosov at Sleeve Bechidushe Legitin. I already asked this kasha the Hinachti Betzarchi. He said I'd like Zarchi. It's a Meyerdig kasha. Steering the Ran. Here the Ran argued with Rashi and he held the Gemara. They had to be Kinyan Chatzar because you can't be going to get with Kinyan Agav. So Lashitosai had to be Shpar that there's no Maimit Shloshtam when it comes to Shtaris. L'chayrin, maybe there is. And it's Tafka by Gerish. Oh, but the Emes is another Kasha. It's another very, very big Kasha. You know who asks this Kasha? The K'tzois Aleh. And not in K'tzois, but this is in Avnei Meluim. And that is the Avnei Meluim in Simen Kuf Lam Nidvav Sivkot and Gimel. He talks about this machloikis rishonim, and he asks a bomb kasha. Right, Avnei Meluim. The halach is, and this is the way we started the staff. We're going to come full circle and land. And that is that the Mishnah says ain kais b'mechub l'karka. You can't write a get on mechub l'karka. Why not? Because it says v'kasav lo sefer kristus, and then it says v'nasim b'yada k'siva nesina. There can't be anything between the k'siva and the nesina. And if you're going to write a get on a mechubal karka, you're going to inevitably have to do something between the ksiva and the nesina. What are you going to have to do? You're going to have to do a ketzitza. Because if you don't do a ketzitza, how are you going to take the get and give it to your wife? And being that you can't have anything between the ketzitza and the nesin, it's going to be a problem. Frek the ketzitza is bishloim, according to the Ran and the Rashb and the Ramban. In Perek HaZoyrek, Tafayin Zayin Amid Beis, the only way to divorce is by doing a physical maisa nesina. So it's a good kasha. It's a good problem. And therefore, Bal Karchach Mechubra is going to be possible. But according to Rashi, that you could be Mekayim Venasim B'yada by being Makna the get, that means you never physically had to touch the get. Let the Froy go and let her be no Gadur Paratz. Let her do a Maisa Chazaka. She'll do a Maisa Chazaka. She'll be Megureshes. Why do you have to have a Ketzitza? Azoy Freik Tiktzois. A Kushi Atzuma. Azoy Freik Tiktzois. La Maisa, the Ketzois says that you have to say that if she was going to go and take the get and be zoich in it, al yedei chazaka, it would be like tli gitech me'al gabi karka. And tli gitech me'al gabi karka doesn't work. The Gemara says that if a man tells his wife, the get's on the floor, pick it up, it doesn't work. And that for sure doesn't work. And you're going to have to say that telling the woman to go do a chazaka, that would be tli gitech me'al gabi karka. So first of all, what does the choice mean? And number two, let me ask you a different kasha. Why does tli gitech me'al gabi karka not work? Why not? Why can't a man tell his wife, the get's on the floor, I'm having das to be makna to you, why don't you go now, do a hagbah, pick it up, and you'll be zoich in the get, with tli gitech me'al gabi karka. You know, ask this kasha, Rav Shimon Shkop asked this kasha, the G'day Le'er Shivas, much very much with these kashas. And the Tzois knows the halacha, he knows the halacha, tli gitech me'al gabi karka doesn't work. And he knows Rav Shimon's kasha. And whatever the Tzois thought the teretz was to Rav Shimon's kasha, that's what the Tzois is telling too. He's saying that I understand Rashi holds you could be zoicha in a get, but arke akim yonim. Oh, but it's a din tli gitech me'al gabi karka. And because there's a din of tli gitech me'al gabi karka, at the end of the day, that doesn't work. Hagam, why not? It should be kind of with akbar. So too, chazok is not going to work, because chazok is like tli gitech me'al gabi karka. Thus, you're going to have no choice but to do a behag kufa tzarech talmud. So I'll just tell you the Rashi prokim of the Mahalach. The Mahalach goes something like this, and that is that even though Rashi shita is that you can be zoicha in a get bedarkei akinyonim, but at the same time, there's still a halacha v'nosam b'yada. The man has to be the one that gives the get to his wife. And really what emerges is that not all kinyonim were created equally. There's certain kinyonim that the way we deher the kinyon is the makna is the one that's toing off the maisakin. And there's certain kinyonim that the way we deher it is as if the isha herself is the one that's toing off the maisakinyon. Although it's true that you could divorce your wife with kinyonim, that she can make a kinyon and thereby be zoich in the get, but it's still a din of anasa. And tli gitech me'al gabi karka is a psul where the get is happening through a traditional venasa b'yad, but it's also a psul where it's happening through a kinyan. So you have to make sure that the oifen and the tzur of this kinyan is nishta tli gitech me'al gabi karka dig a kinyan. You have to make sure it's a kinyan that's coming mitzad amakna. Now, how are we going to figure out which kinyan is mitzad amakna, mitzad akoina? But the bottom line is, this is what the G'dayli Achrayim did. L'Achrayim, like the Tzai said yesterday. You figure it out. But the bottom line is that not all Kinyonim were created equally. And therefore, this whole shmuz and this whole discussion of whether or not you could be Megarish Ayidei Kinyon, you can't be Megarish Ayidei Kinyon, Sevensach. Really, it depends. Kinyon Agav works. Kinyon Chazaka, the Tzai's was Mechiach, doesn't work. Incidentally, the Tzai's in Reish Beis, the original Tzai's that we just spoke out about, Get Biyad, Mashiach Biyad, so the act Tzai's says Kinyon Chalipin is not going to work. He has a different reason why it's not going to work. Kiveger, Shloimege had a steer in the Ran, that Kinyon Agav wouldn't work, but maybe Kinyon Maimed Shloshan you would have thought would have worked. So the Teretz is not all Kinyonim are created equally. But the takeaway from this raid is, number one, there's Machlekes Rishonim. If a man wants to be Megarish Ishtoi, and he's not going to physically take the get and put it in her hand, but he's going to be Machnet to her, could he be Mekayim of an Asim B'yada or not? At first glance, it's Machlekes Rashi, Keneged the Ran, the Rashban, the Ramban. According to Rashi, yeah. According to the Rishonim, not. La'achara Iyun, it's a little bit more complicated. And it could be we have to look at it on a more nuanced level. And we're going to have to literally dissect and analyze every single Kenyan. And we're going to have to ask ourselves, is this a Kenyan where it's of a Nasan B'yada Digasar Kenyan? Or is this a Kenyan where it's going to be more Alderech Tligitech Me'al Gabi Karka? Which L'kuli Alma is not going to work. But another thing that's worth ending with, and that is, yesterday's raid was what? Yesterday's raid was is that there's a chiddush in Gerushin that a man can divorce his wife by putting the get in her hand, even if she wasn't zoicha in the get. V'nasam b'yada just has to be a nesina ba'alma. You take the get, you put in it. It could be Bal Karcha. It could be Suri Hanoa, where there's no Sechi in Surah. She doesn't have to be Zoich in it. She doesn't have to be quote-unquote koina the get. You just need the get went from his hand to her hand. That in and of itself is Gerushin. No one's arguing with that. That's Gita V'yadabon Ke'echad. That's something that's for sure going to work. But at the same time, there's another oifen of how Gerushin can work. And that is, and Shitas Rashi for sure, and if a man is going to take the get, not even pick it up, never put it in a ring, but be makneter. That's going to work too. Say, mamish goes mikotze el akotze. Mitzarecha, there's an oifen of gerushin where there was zero kinyan, there's no schia at all. Where the man physically picked up this document, the sefer kriz, he put in her hand. That's enough for gerushin. And then you have where he never picked it up and she never received it in her hand, but he was makneter. This is oicha mahalach from gerushin. Leiroize keroize. Hatzad ashovash of their hand is that they're both venasa miyada. Now the question we're going to have to ask ourselves is, are the gerbinaf geminas la'alacha? So for example, you could write a get on Isuri Hano. Let's say you want to be megarish ishtoi with kinyan. Agav, it's going to be betarkei akinyonim. You can't have a kinyan l'chayra in Isuri Ano. So would Isuri Ano work there as well? Again, this is tein l'chacham v'yechkem v'yechkem v'yechkemoy. But just as a haschala, just to start pashat the shmuz over here, this is the Ktsois and Simen Reish Beis, the Avni Malum and Simen Kuflam Advav, and we'll end here.